from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. Investigators are looking into what caused a deadly home explosion in South River. The blast last evening leveled the house and killed a retired police officer inside while severely hurting another man who is in the hospital. South River Mayor Peter Gindy says other homes on Continental Court were affected as well.
All the houses around the neighbors were blown out. Windows, cars, garage doors were pushed in.
The person who died in the explosion has been identified as 62-year-old Kevin Gilbert, who is a retired Newark police officer. Days earlier, a separate explosion at a chemical factory in Old Bridge led to the death of a South River woman, while four other people were hurt. New Jersey News is made possible by Navage. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial has been back underway in New York City. Hope Hicks has been on the stand today. She served as Trump's press secretary during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments made to an adult film star prior to the 2016 election. And the 150th Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, with 20 horses slated to race at Churchill Downs. One is a long shot contender with New Jersey ties. Door Knocks co-owners include New Jerseyans Vito Cucci and Raymond Hill III, as well as former Phillies baseball pro Jason Wirth. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Stocks seem to end the week strong. Apple has posted its steepest quarterly decline in iPhone sales since the pandemic's disrupting outset. Despite that 10% drop in year-over-year iPhone sales for the January to March period, Apple's revenue and profits still eclipsed analyst projections. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up 450 points at 38,676. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Are we in for some wet weather? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.